I know the fact that the communities are very, very, I don't know how to put this, but, you know, they look the other way when things happen. But when accidents do happen, when there's something happen, apparently there's witnesses and stuff like that, there are people who won't keep quiet. And they will go into go through legal arena to get the case resolved. I want to share with you and the audience out there, and if people are listening who are were at fault. One time, a couple of years ago or so, I was coming home in the dark downriver. I'm not going to say which location it is. In the dark, from bear picking with at least four children and three other parent, rather adults. There were hunters in one of the islands downriver. We did not stop on purpose. We stopped to refuel because our motor ran out of gas. We were threatened by the hunters that they would be shooting toward us if we don't leave. There were geese. Yes, there were geese flying around. Mm. But these people were threatening us. And if I did recognize the voices, I would have gone to them and talked to them. But, you know, after the fact. But, you know, I was... Even though I got, you know, I always carry guns when I go elsewhere for protection from animals, not from two-legged animals.
Yeah.
But from four-legged animals that, you know, we all know that they could do. Like, I know the fact that muskox, you know, muskox, for example, up north.
Time is short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Up north in Seward Peninsula area, people hate muskox because they bother berry pickers, children and women. And they don't want muskox in that area because they're a threat to the children and women who don't carry guns. Mm-hmm. And there's other animals like bears and moose in the Yukon area where I'm from. Mm-hmm. You know, moose are most feared by the elders than the grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Because the fact that, you know, the moose could charge you and it won't, it will stop, you know, when it gets to you.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We're a little short on time,
yeah.
Alex.
Well, I know that. But for the listeners, I think that person might be listening to the fact that, you know, we need to do something about this. We need to bring this up to trainings and stuff like that. And I'll shut up and listen.
Okay.
I'm, you know, there are other people who go on and on and on, and they're not shut off. But this is very important, and I will shut up and listen and see what other people say. Good morning.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Yeah, very important subject that you brought up. You know, and then just out of respect, yeah, we try to remind people that we have, you know, we try to limit to people to about 5 minutes, you know, and
give or take. I mean,
yeah,
sometimes,
you know, sometimes
we don't want to interrupt somebody when they're on a roll.
And
but
then it's hard to do that, you know. I mean, for Diane and I,
we look at each other like, you do it. No, you do it. So anyway, thanks for your patience,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, we appreciate your you bringing that subject up. It's very important, yes.
Well, yeah,
we do need attention to that.
And last, early in the evening yesterday, somebody was... A couple of people were doing fireworks in the sand pit.
Oh.
And I thought we weren't supposed to do fireworks. But maybe they think because it's been rainy. I don't know if you're allowed to do fireworks just in town like that. But they were setting them off. But you know what the thing is? I didn't understand why they were doing that because you couldn't really see anything. Like it's daylight.
Huh.
So you don't get the...
Yeah,
the wowness of it. It just looks like kind of sparkly and smoke.
So, yeah.
Anyhow. The other point he's making about how you are providing oversight to your children or young people with guns And you can't always see who's hunched down picking berries when you're out on the tundra.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of blend in sometimes.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Be really careful.
So be careful.
Susan from Bethel. Good
yes,
morning,
good
Susan.
Morning,
welcome to Talkline.
Hi, welcome.
Hey.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, earlier when John called about laundromat, yeah, Bethel needs more laundromats. The mm-hmm. only problem is laundromats do not make money. That I know in the villages they supplement it with what's called a safe water grant. I don't know if that's still the way they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to diversify and do it with something else, and that's why, like,
yeah.
at AC Quick Stop, there's a little laundromat in the corner, and maybe combine it with those one of those pot shops. I already got a name for it, Buds and Suds.
Buds and Suds.
So one of those five
okay,
or that... whatever pot shop proposals can include a laundromat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep. And the people that are stoned can have fun watching the clothes go in circles. Like, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It would be kind of a very laid-back, down-to-earth laundromat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to call about something else.
Okay.
The power equalization costs, we lost that. And
yeah.
And the bills, electric bills are going to double, according to the news,
mm-hmm.
for some people. Utilities... It's going to ricochet down to the water and utilities we pay, too, according to when they interviewed the VAC CEO. And, you know, utility bills are going to go up. I want to put a plug in for food bank. There's nothing wrong with going there because the income limits are very liberal and the cost of living out here is really high.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my friends have big families or limited retirement income or whatever, and there's nothing wrong with going there. And we do give out more food than we used to because more food has come in. Since last month, we had three truckloads of food. That means six pallets towered with food. So I want to put a push into that to help our fellow neighbors and all that because that's what it's there for, and we have fun doing it, but we need volunteers to make it, you know, lively and all that. And get it done, and it's tomorrow from 10 to noon. It's once a month, every third Saturday.
Oh, that's it. Okay. I was
yeah.
wondering, a food bank. And do a lot of people come in and get food?
Yeah. Well, it's I don't give out names, but yeah.
No, of course. But
it's a simple one-page form they fill,
mm-hmm.
and every October we register everybody for a new year because
mm-hmm.
that's the Fed's requirement. We also have C-Share that we're going to do some things with, and we have Food Pantry, and we're going to do some things with that. Because people do go through hard times, or when we had the federal furlough, that kind of stuff. You know, there's just people need to eat. That's a basic need. That's a basic right. That's a basic nutrition value and all
mm-hmm.
that. And anyone that wants to help us set up for it, tonight at 7, we're going to do that at Lions Club. Anyone can join us to get it set up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, this is the third Saturday of each month that we do this, so circle that in the calendars. And... if somebody doesn't have a ride, you know, we don't have a transportation. We don't provide that. But you can actually take someone there and help them out that way.
Yeah. And what was I going to ask? Where can people drop off food if they want to
donate food? In the morning, we rent full-time to Meals on Wheels, so it's not locked in the weekdays. So if it is locked, just drop it off on that back door by where the propane tanks are.
Yeah. Oh, you mean if it's unlocked, you can drop off food anytime. Is that what you're saying?
Not anytime. We don't check it that often, but
okay.
I'm in the phone book. People can give me a call.
The phone book. Oh, that's so quaint.
You know,
oh.
no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz I still have a landline and a cell phone. I do both, but
oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the weekday mornings it's usually unlocked. If it's not, just put it by that back door and the cook or whatever, when he comes in from after delivering meals, can plop it into the building, and we'll get it in the van.
Great.
But if you want to drop it off during food bank time or drop it off tonight at 7, you can do that too. And that'll go in the food pantry part of things.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's slightly over income for food bank or other situations, we have that as backup food. And that's fine.
Okay.
I did want to ask you, you know, with the college budget cuts and stuff,
uh-huh.
you know, University of Alaska does so much, and they're leaders in the research of climate change, you know. I don't know what's going to be chopped, mm-hmm. but that is such an important program. And the RHS program, I mean, it's going to be like they're going to have to just really just take a program that's so valuable and just say, well, we got to get rid of that because it's going to be down to cutting. It's not cutting the fat. It's cutting valuable programs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're going to see some really big changes.
And in the quality of life and all that, it's going to, the things that have been cut, it's going to cost us way more than this big $3,000 PFD check that's supposedly promised from.
If we even get that.
Yeah, well, now
we might go through a lot of cuts and not get that big a check in the long run, so we'll see.
Yeah, you just can't have both, you know. So
and, we're kind of coming up on your 5 minutes.
And a state income tax would be valuable. Okay. Hey, when they have a remedial, do they have a remedial RHS program for white people?
I'd be happy to design it.
Yeah. I mean, I know you're white, but you got those elders keeping you in line there.
Yeah,
so that's
they
cool.
keep me on track.
All right, you all have a good weekend.
Thank you,
Susan.
Too,
Sue. Thank
Bye.
You very much for calling.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, what a great service with the Lions Club.
Yes.
We have a berry picker online, and we have a few minutes, and then we'll be taking a little station break. So, berry picker,
Hello.
You're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
good to hear you guys on this phone, but I didn't hear the caller. But I'm strongly suggesting about berry pickers to wear reflector vest, which I got from YKHG shop in YKHG. So I think all bear pickers would be nice if they wear a reflector vest for bear picking, just in case the other people from so far away thinking we're bears.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Which I wore mine yesterday. It worked out well.
Now, do you want to go one step further and tell us where you were picking berries? No, you don't have to do that.
I'm
just kidding.
Up in Larson Sub.
Somewhere around there. Okay. Good.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you for
that. I think that would be good, a good suggestion for bear pickers. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, good. Oh, I hope she had some good. There's a lot of blueberries around.
Yeah.
I know a couple of spots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even
they're
me.
All over, I think, this year.
And I'm surprised. I thought it because of the drier weather, you know, maybe the berries would have had a difficult time, but they didn't.
Yeah, so. You know, they came kind of suddenly, and people are talking about and posting pictures of the berries still closed and still hard, and then that heat wave came, and a few days after
they were fine.
Yeah. Now they're turning white.
I wanted to tell the listeners that we always replay the Talkline show at night from 7 to 8:30. Tonight, if you happen to be someone listening who's going to listen tonight, the calls didn't get recorded until about the first 10 minutes or so. So if you pick up, we'll be in the middle of talking to one of the callers earlier, Alex. In case you do that. Now, there was a really interesting meeting, a gathering the other night. This sponsored by ONC. It was a teen gathering. They had adults, elders, teens, just talking about life and telling stories and lots of encouragement. And so if somebody went to that event and you'd like to share with us how it went, it'd be great to hear about that. Because it sounded like a really neat gathering.
Yes.
Now we're going to, I'm not sure, but I think we're going to take a break. We're about to cut to a break. So if you're calling in, please stay on the line while we do our station identification break. But I think it happens in 4 minutes. Can't really hear you, Gabby, but... the break starts at 10:30, right?
Oh, maybe now.
It says 10:30.
Are we on?
Okay, I guess it lasts.
We're
a
on the break.
Yeah.
Thank you. some of your greatest moments with a walk down a musical memory lane. Mondays and Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to noon is your time to catch back up with some of your favorite tunes throughout history. All the hits on KYUK 640 AM.
This is Tanya from Quinlock. Hear the latest in news, music, weather on KYUK Radio 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Hello, I'm Mary from Bethel. You're tuned into 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. KYUK Radio has been in your ears for 30 years.
Hi, I'm David Smart from Hooper Bay. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, the YK Delta's best public radio station.
This is Ed Picard from Kilbuck Elementary. Hear the latest in news, music, and weather on KYUK Radio, 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
So welcome back, everyone. Thank you for that with our station break. Now, we had a drop-in visitor, which we love a drop-in visitor here at Talkline. And our drop-in visitor today is Alyssa Rogers. And we're really appreciative of her being here. She has a few things to announce. And then we'll, well, should we go to our caller first?
All right. We should get to our caller.
Yeah, so this is Herman. Welcome to Talkline from ANIAC. You have 5 minutes. Go.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Goodbye. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
You're loud and clear. Good morning, Herman.
Give you an update on what's going on in Juneau. About 38 of the lawmakers and two of our representatives, Lyman and Tiffany, they didn't go to Wasilla like they're required by law. And what they're trying to do now, instead of giving our $3,000 dividend, they want to give us only like $900. And you guys need to call Lyman and Tiffany and even the mothers and tell them we need that $3,000 dividend because a lot of people, you know, a family of two, husband and wife, would get $6,000 and they'd be able to pay their power cost money. And, you know, the state really need to do something about a high cost of electricity and fuel in rural Alaska, and, you know, that, and the legislature can do that, and yet they're all blaming the governor, our governor. And even on Channel 11, Channel 2 News, they're like fake news. They never mentioned, they hardly mentioned that, that they're trying to take away our dividend. You know, it belongs to us. You know, they had these calling shows the past few days, and mostly people from these non-profits. I think there's 400 nonprofits in Alaska that get state money, and once they're formed, the lawmaker they're scared to shut them down. But that's where most of the money's going. And the top, out of the top 10 highest paid state employees in Alaska, six of them are from University of Alaska. It's like take money from the poor and give it to the rich. Most of the union bosses and the Democratic Party who control the news, they're trying to blame the governor here. The governor is trying to help us. Because the state, they went to $14 billion in 2 years. And now, instead of giving us our money, they're going to use that, take the money and spend it for us. So even some, they're trying to use native leaders to say that it's all governor's fault, Governor Dundee's fault. It's not his fault. It's them 38 lawmakers that are in Juneau who are doing this. They go special sessions after special sessions, and they're going to be meeting here in the next few days to try to decide what to do. But there are a lot of them in there who don't care. They don't care about Alaska. They don't care about Alaskans. They only listen to the union bosses and special interests, and they're going to do something about the University of Alaska because it's just costing too much money. It's like a money pit. And they lost their accreditation in teaching of all things, you know. And a lot of the teachers they're sending out, we're finding out that a lot of the teachers are unqualified, and it's hurting our kids. They're trying to teach things like LGBT. I'm telling you the truth. You better go to your school. Look for that book called The Fourth R. They're trying to teach kids how to be lesbian and gay and things like that. That's not right. That doesn't belong in their school. It's against our religion. It's against our religion. It's against our native way. They shouldn't be teaching things like that. It's the truth, you know. It's not right what's going on, and we need to pray and ask God in Christ's name to help us in Alaska. We don't want Alaska to become like San Francisco and Seattle. They're being flooded with these foreigners.
Okay.
You look at the southern border, there's millions of people just going into the United States illegally. A lot of them, they're sending them to these places like the Sanctuary City Mayor of Anchorage. You know, and here they're trying to give money to them and take our permanent fund money away. But don't believe what you hear on Channel 11 and Channel 2, because Democratic Party, they control them.
You have about 30 seconds, Herman.
Yeah, I know, Diane. And it's sad that they get liberal talk. So hold on, I'm glad Peter's there, but don't believe everything you hear on the radio. And climate change, the weather's been changing for millions of years, and the Democrats, they want to do it with airplanes.
Okay.
They're
saying these cow farmings are causing roaming warming. You know, go ahead and cut me off, Diane, but, you know, it's the truth. You can't change the world. Only God can. But give us a call. I'll call about you later and give you Lyman Hoffman and Tiffany's numbers.
Thank you, Herman.
Thank you, Herman.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead and cut me off and let other liberal people talk. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Should we have Alyssa do our announcements?
Hear a little bit about what you got.
Alyssa, and then we'll go to our next caller.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. It's good to see you and your wonderful place, and your good morning to the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. I want to bring attention to the Alaska Native Vietnam veterans who served between August 5th, 1964, and December 31st, 1971, or descendants of one. The John D. Dingell Jr. Conservation Management and Recreation Act, Public Law 116-9, passed on March 12, 2019. This act provided for Alaska Vietnam Native Vietnam era veterans to receive land allotment. Please contact the Bureau of Indian Affairs Enrollment Verification at 907-271-4506 or the Realty at 907-271-4104.
Okay.
All right. And another thing, one more probably just be that the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge will be open from 8:30 to 4:30. Please come stop by in for a visit. We have a small store at Alaska Geo Items for sale. And if you'd like a guided tour from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, please contact us at 543-1026. A minimum party of three is required.
The time frame is about 1 to 3 hours for a tour.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, wait, what do you mean by a tour? Like a walking tour on the tundra? What's that plant? Cool. What's that tree?
Yeah,
or
so we
tree,
have
shrub.
We have some refuge lands that we take people up to go on a tour, and we have a BIA trail tour, an educational trail tour.
Oh, nice!
And then also we have some bird seeing sighting on refuge lands.
Sounds just real great. Quick, at Fish and Wildlife, is there anybody doing? Do you do research, or do you have a way of tracking impact of climate change on our region, migration, birds, you know, whatever? Do you guys have a way of, do you have a research arm or something like that? No,
not that I am aware of, but Ray Bourne would definitely be able to answer that question. Mm-hmm. We do have different species and waterfowl, moose, fisheries biologists that do work on specific items.
That must be so interesting, because I'll bet they're seeing some indicators.
Yeah, that's right.
Stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Seeing pictures. So, well, can you leave us a copy of that announcement you just did?
I
so
have.
That's what referred to.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right.
And then
did you have anything else?
The last one that we have is we just want to say thank you to Janessa Skible at ONC for putting together and coordinating the Kuskokwim Science and Culture Camp that's been happening these past 2 weeks.
Yes.
Right.
And we want to thank you to all the volunteers, lead scientists, biologists, parents, and elders that are working together to teach all of our youth the important balance between science and cultural components.
Very
nice.
Good. Thank you.
Right. Well, thank you for coming in person. We appreciate that.
No
and we'll repeat these over the air.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. Alice,
you're welcome.
Great to see you guys.
Thank you for coming
by. Yes.
Bye.
All right.
Have a wonderful weekend.
So we have a couple of callers lined up. We'll go right to Noah from Tuluksac. Good morning, Noah. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Diane.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Noah.
Yes. Earlier I heard about tickers almost got shot, or Richter said the bullet went through not too far from the ticker's premises.
Right.
I'm having an idea if the pickers were orange, not blend in with the tundra or the green leaves. If they were orange, yellow, or blue, that would be safer. And if they make that, so to be aware of the pickers or the hunters, it almost happened to me while we were hunting geese not too far from my village. And on the next day, I went to the high school and addressed it to make sure the young people look every which angle where they're going to shoot, to make sure there's no human. Sometimes accidents happen. Because when I was young, I was told not to aim that rifle or anything, or shotgun towards the person. Always away from the person. That's our safety. That came from our elders. And lastly, speaking of legislatures, state of Alaska is in a hole, doesn't have no pie. The only pie I see is coming from the reserve fund. Walker pulled out $5 billion of the $3 billion surface. What's up with the $2 billion? These are some of the things they should ask themselves before they make any cuts. Or they can cut their salary to reserve that money which is coming from the state. Thank you for taking my time. I'll be listening.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, Noah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
We appreciate that call. Cesari from Bethel. Thank you for waiting, Cesari.
It's okay.
You're on talk line.
I don't want to work anyway.
Oh. You're just hanging out down by the river.
Yeah, relax. Anyway, I really agreed with Herman's. If everybody looking one way, I know the Biggie's great. 20,000 jobs, government jobs. This thing have to be paid. This like we're talking. The taxes should be not coming to grow the government. The taxes should be go to the back to the state, to the public, to the like road, school, and stuff. Not to grow to the government and create more rules and regulation. And when the money go down, we have to recover that, and we can fire anybody because they be lost. You cannot fire anybody. You hire, easy to hire, but to fire, no. You can laying down because that be bad for your coworker in there. That is really one of the major problem in here, because the investment and the money going to grow the government, not to grow the states and economy. And the $3,000 what you're talking, what Susan was talking, $3,000 and I'll get you four, is not too many people, single people in the villages that come not from one single person. They live with their family, they live with their big families, and some of them have 15 people in one household, and you count that $3,000 each. So we're talking those things getting far away. Even a small family with the young couples with three kids, that is, we're talking $15,000 right in here. They make them pay the bills, they get them loans, they get them things going. It's not only that $3,000.
Right.
Herman, you voted for... next time when you voted, ask them what they think about you and stuff, and how you they can get the money. And I know that there's radios and Trump, they call fake media. I call them liberal media. It's always supporting those who natural disaster and stuff. You know, the environmental thing. I flew from Anchorage from Bethel to Anchorage, from Anchorage to Fairbanks, with the 90 degrees temperatures. All Alaska been covered with the smoke.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I was wondering is, are you thinking that the cuts to Head Start and Medicaid and dental and the university and homeless shelters, all of those cuts will be made up by people getting a higher dividend, like they'll be able to pay their utility bill, their dental, Head Start, Medicaid travel, all the things that are being removed? You're thinking that the dividend will replace that? Is that what you're thinking?
No, you still go to the be native. You still go to hospital. You have free, you know, pay for your medication, or you know, pay for to be native. I pay for it, and I pay from my pocket. But my kids or my wife don't pay, and they don't pay for it. The government pay.
Well, they need a lot of Medicaid. That's the big cut that is going
to
happen.
They have nothing to
for
do
Medicaid.
With the state. So you still go over there. You have service, and I hope it is a good service, because lots of time is misleading service, presume it's good service. They still have them. They still be treated like human being, and still have no charges and no bills coming on your head. So don't. And school, you know, it is tough. If I see something in my business going something wrong, so I have to cut my spending. I have to get less money spending for my privileges, for my traveling, for my abusing power, electricity, cut TV off, running all day, all kind of things. You have to cut them out. If you won't try, if you're in the business, and state is the business, and they have to cut them out to make it some balances.
So you have about 30 seconds.
Okay, and if you go to school, or even you go, state employees flying first class so many times in these jets, okay? Just who paying that? They're not paying from own pocket. You have lots of traveling on the arches to going states and stuff, shooting. this little bit, cut off a little bit in there. Just make it watch the money for the school, the watch the state money, state employee money. It's not you just jump and just get dividends from these poor people in village, okay. But then all see the apple or juice or vegetables to the soup for all the year.
Okay.
That's what I say. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you very much, Cesare. We have Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Susan.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's me again.
Okay.
Okay.
I went to that youth listening thing.
Oh, good.
Thing.
Yeah. What'd you think?
And it was awesome, and 2 hours is not enough. It takes a while for the young people to open up, and some of them really have a lot of stuff to say. We're leaving them a screwed-up world, and we need to listen to them.
Oh,
that's our future.
Wow.
That is our future, and more time needs to be invested in things like that. They really do, and on my survey thing, I wrote a grant idea. They can get some funding and do an all-day thing or whatever it takes, because these young people are sitting on a lot of pain.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and we had some bright young kids in our group. They're villagers that were in on the STEM program.
Mm-hmm.
These are smart young kids, and I just have hope for the future when I get to meet such bright, young, energetic, you know, the energy from them. And it was a really powerful thing. Mm-hmm. And Peter ended with a wonderful joke. So.
Well, now Peter was there. That's right.
He's just being quiet. But,
I know.
But his wife was in our group, and she's awesome. You two make a powerful couple.
Oh, Barb is,
You guys make Bethel a better place. I just love you both.
Oh,
you too, Sue.
But thank you.
Anyway, it was just so good, and it's just the beginning. Don't let it end there. I want the listeners and whoever works for whoever. And as far as the Medicaid, you know, the Native people, when they fly in from the villages, Medicaid travel is going to go away. And it costs more to fly to a village than it does to go to Anchorage. That's how the rates are. So, I think YKHC and others should just kind of do a list of all the cuts, what the cuts are going to be, because people don't really know the ramifications.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Delta Discovery will do a dedicated page to it or something.
Well, KYUK did post what the YK Delta could lose with the Dunleavy budget veto, and that's at the KYUK website. And YK does lists that adult dental coverage will shrink, behavioral health programs, other health services, and
Family,
traveling,
Bethel
Medicaid.
Bethel Family Clinic sees Native people too, but they also see that's where the non-Natives usually go. And there's people their insurance doesn't cover everything, or they don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I think people don't really know what's cut. And
that's
when
people
tell me and it doesn't turn into an argument, I kind of list all those things, and I don't mind changing my mind on something. People are so divided on this. You know, when
I
change my mind in an argument or a discussion, I feel like I grew. I changed. I'm not that loyal to my side.
Good for you.
Good for
you. I will
you.
Listen. You know, we have 2 ears and one mouth because we're supposed to be listening more.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of which, I do want to report another technical problem on KYUK on the radio.
Thank you. Go ahead.
When Herman calls, it sounds like those Charlie Brown adults in the Charlie Brown cartoons where the adults go, wah, 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 wah. I just want to report it sounds like that when he calls. Everyone else calls in pretty clear.
Oh. Maybe it's his line or something.
Yeah, some people tend to keep your radio on slightly.
I'm just joking. You know those adults. In the Charlie Brown costume.
Oh, Susan Taylor, you little slick person. Okay.
I'm having a funny Friday, folks.
Well, good for you, so we appreciate that.
Okay. So we have Renee from Bethel.
Yes.
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Renee. Long time no hear.
Yeah, I know. I was sick and you couldn't have heard my voice anyway.
Okay.
It's back to almost being normal.
Hey, now, Renee, I just want to say this. I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Joanne Bro, listening in from Springfield, Missouri. Okay, go ahead, Renee.
Okay. just going to give you an update on some things that are coming up the next couple of months. Of course, Saturday Market is not this Saturday, but the next one on July 27th. So come on down for the Saturday Market on the 27th. Then we have upcoming the Taste of Bethel I currently have 5 slots open for chefs who would like to participate in this. We're celebrating our diversity in Bethel, and we welcome people from every ethnic, cultural, whatever background to serve the food that is their comfort food or whatever, because we have a wonderful community here, and we want to celebrate it. And that date for the Taste of Bethel is going to be August 31st.
Oh, okay.
So, wow.
I mean, what a fantastic event.
It's so much fun, and there's so many different kinds of food, and they're all delicious.
Yes.
So, and I'm particularly looking for someone who is really good at fry bread and aguduk, because I've been trying to get someone to do that for the last 2 years and haven't had anyone do it. And believe me, you'll one fry bread, one scoop of aguduk, and you're good to go.
You know, I wonder if there's anyone in the YK Delta who knows how to make aguduk and fry bread. You might have a hard time finding someone. I'm just kidding.
I know. There's everybody's mom or grandma makes it the best.
Yes.
One of those moms or grandmas or aunties need to step up and call me at 543-4538, and I'll put you on our cook list. The next thing I want to mention is Bethel Council on the Arts is bringing September 23rd, Che Appalachia, which is a combination. They're a 4-guy band, and they're a mix of Argentina and Appalachia. So it is music.
Appalachia.
So
you mean like in West Virginia, Appalachia?
Like West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. These guys, if you go on the web and listen to them on YouTube, they are so good. They're playing Anchorage, and then they come out here. So we're really lucky to have them, and that's on September 23rd. I think that's a Monday, kind of an odd day to have a concert, but we're going to have it anyway because that's how it is.
That's what we do.
I want to give a big shout-out to Casey's Carpet, who is our sponsor again for this group, and I'm going to line up a couple of more sponsors again. Of course, they get premium seating when they're our sponsor, and I'm happy to say their name every single time I can.
Now, you know, technically, in the Cultural Center, all seats are premium.
Well, they are pretty darn good.
But you get those couches.
These will be the couches and the comfy chairs right up front.
Yes, cool. Yes.
All right, and the last thing I'm going to mention is the Kuskokwim Art Guild's Steel Salmon and Raven Auction is scheduled this year for the very first time in October. We're going to do it October 12th. And I have 5, and I've got some really kind of cute smaller steel salmon and ravens. If somebody's got a really cute idea they'd like or one that they think is going to bring us in lots of money, again, come see me here at the Cultural Center or call me at 543-4538.
Okay.
And, one last thing. The gift shop is closed until, I think Thursday of next week because my Eleanor is out of town for medical reasons.
Okay.
So it won't be open.
Okay.
And that's all I've got unless you've got questions for me.
No, I think we're good. We're about to go to a station break in a minute, but I think we have everything. This is quite a nice lineup. Now, just real quick, because we have about 30 seconds, do you know if we're going to have a Bethel Fair this year?
Lane Falbertson was just asking me about that, and usually the Cooperative Extension
sponsors
it for that. And, things are in kind of in a turmoil with the university system. So if there were to be a fair, LAIF would need a huge amount of community support.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in participating and getting a Bethel Fair this year, I suggest you call LAIF at the university and tell him you're willing to help.
So we're gonna be winding down here, Renee, and going into some station break.
Thank you very much.
And if you are a chef and you want to contribute, call 543-4538 for the Taste of Bethel event.
Yeah.
We'll take a short break.
Okay.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Send your friends and family a special message on their special day. Tune in and call in to the birthday line every weekday from 3:30 to 4 p.m.
This is Isaiah Peter from Bethel. For news, information, and music, keep your radio tuned to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
This is Ed Picard from Kilbuck Elementary. Hear the latest in news, music, and weather on KYUK Radio, 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Hi, I'm Lynn Meller from Bethel. You're listening to KYUK, 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, the YK Delta's best public radio station.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We have a couple of callers lined up. We're going to go to Rose from AVCP. Good morning, Rose. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Rose.
I'm just calling to remind everybody in Bethel about our e-waste ride next week on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right, where people can bring in their batteries, old computer parts.
Summer.
The electrical.
So yeah. I'll give you a quick list of what we're going to be accepting.
Thank you.
So there'll be lead-acid batteries, household batteries, old computers, broken cell phones, old TVs, fluorescent tubes, light tubes, lead-acid batteries again, diesel, gasoline, mixed fuel, used oils, oil-based paint, and household chemicals. I just wanted to quickly give you where the information where we're going to have it. It'll be at the old, not the old, but it'll be across from the old cannery in front of those connectors on the at the ABCP lot.
Oh, okay, yes. Down by the river.
So, yes, by the river. Mm-hmm. And Nastasia here is going to let you all know about the fun stuff that we're going to be including as well.
Okay.
Oh, good. We like to hear about fun stuff.
Good morning. This is Nastasia.
Hi.
So we got some prizes, and we're going to be giving out tickets for people who bring in their e-waste or anything that Rose mentioned. There are some round trip tickets from Ute and Grant, 5-day passes for the pool, and 5-day class passes. They also donated some water bottles. So we got giveaways from Crowley, Shorty Shop, Donnan, AVCP Housing, YKHC, BNC, and Bethel PC will be giving us something. AC and Pacific Alaska Wholesale will be sponsoring the cookout during the event, and they're going to have hot dogs and burgers. There's going to be juice and probably more stuff
and music,
and there will be music. So it's going to be a fun event. There's going to be food. Bring your stuff. Get in a chance to win some prizes.
Well done.
Yes.
Thank you.
So Belterback Hall is the company that's in charge of this. They are sponsored by Donna Nanova in partnership with Central Recycling, AVCP, NRC Alaska, Green Star Alaska Marine Lines. All these collected e-waste and everything else that we mentioned will be packaged and brought to the Port of Bethel
Alaska Marine Lines will bring them down to Seattle to be recycled. So this is all free. We're helping, we're trying to help the city extend the lifetime of our landfill here in Bethel.
Good.
And beautify our town.
Well, you know, I'm sure people, everybody in their house must have like that kitchen, that drawer that has a few batteries in it that you don't even know if they're good anymore and you want to throw them away. But you should really take those kind of materials to this event and give them up that way. Or people have like an old laptop computer. It doesn't work anymore. It's just sitting in a closet somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, pull these things out and bring it down.
Rose, is there a number somebody can call to get more info if they have a question?
Yeah.
543-7373.
Okay.
Or 7374.
7274.
That's me and Nastasha's number.
Okay.
At ABCP.
Thank you, Rose and Nastasha. That's a really important thing. That's an important event.
We appreciate that.
Thank you
very much.
Guyana.
Yes. Thank you.
Guyana.
Yep. Have a wonderful weekend. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Goodbye. All right. So next we have Mary. Okay. Thank you for waiting, Mary. From Bethel, and you need to turn off your radio if that's okay. That'll make it easier to hear you.
Mary, thank you for waiting, Mary. From Bethel, and you need to turn off your radio if that's okay.
Okay. Yes, Mary.
Rose, Mary. We're having a hard time with Mary.
Hello.
Oh, there she is. Okay, good. Hello, Mary. Good Welcome morning. To Talkline.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. I do have a question. Back in May, people who got smart checks couldn't get any from May and June, and were to get those in July, but I don't know what's happening. But here's a letter from Senator Scott Kawasaki, who has supported the elders programs, and they were provided nearly, for 12,000 seniors statewide, they were given some money, and I don't know what's happening with what Dundee is doing. It's like, and watching the news and commentaries, it's really hard to follow what's the truth anymore and what is not true anymore. But the recipients from the Federal Poverty Guidelines for Alaska, the recipients use 76,000 or 76, 175, and 250 per month. But that's not been happening, so I don't know what's going on. But people who have questions regarding this should call Senator Kawasaki. He's very, very good about returning your calls and listening and answering your questions. And when it comes to elections, I'm not voting for Dunleavy. I'm not voting for Sulkowski, and I'm not voting for Hoffman, because those guys have been with the. We elected them to represent us, not for themselves or their immediate families and friends. So I would urge everyone to, all the voters, to keep abreast of everything that's going on, so when election time comes, people will have a better knowledge of who to best vote for. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your call, Mary. next, we have Casey from Bethel. Thank you for waiting, Casey. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter and Diane.
Hey, good morning, Casey.
Oh, and you're sponsoring the
Volleyball.
The Che aren't you sponsoring the one event, the Che Appalachia?
Yeah. But you know that I was listening to that, and that's the first I heard about that.
Well, guess what? Casey's Carpet is once again sponsoring something they did not know they were sponsoring.
Appreciate you.
But are you calling about Mud Volleyball?
I am.
Oh, cool. Okay, tell us about that.
Okay. Yeah, and Joey Valadez is for the second year in a row here. He's spearheading this, and before I sign off, I'll give you his contact number. But I'll tell you what I know. I've been out of town till last night, but it's tomorrow, and it's Bavezza at our Bethel Volunteer Emergency Services Association. It's a second annual event for the Mud Volleyball. We are doing this to raise additional monies for emergency equipment at the fire station, particularly right now some new extrication tools for, like, especially mostly used for extricating people out of wrecked vehicles, that sort of thing. And then, so that's what it's about. And then it's a mud volleyball. It was a lot of fun last year. We're having a little earlier this year in the hopes that it would be a little bit warmer. We'll see. So basically, the teams, it's eight people against eight people, eight on eight, and you're standing in water and mud, and
is it about up to your shins, the mud water thing, or knees?
So.
Well, it depends on how tall you are, I guess.
Yeah.
For some people, it's going to be up to your waist. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm kidding. It won't be that. It's not that deep.
I'm guessing it's probably a foot deep.
But
try to keep it like that.
Water. What's Joey's number? So if somebody wants to get a team together, if they can,
There is a registration till 5, and you can, if you want to register a team, you can have 8 to 10 people on a team, but I think 8 play at a time, and then or if an individual is interested in playing, they should call Joey, because there might be some teams that are looking for more players.
Oh, okay, good. What's his number?
Yeah. His number is 545-1357. And it is it's going to be out on the pit, the city sand pit, and I'll give you directions. It's you get on BIA Road. It's the very first left, and then you
before want, Larson.
You want to stay to the left, and you go about a quarter mile, and it'll be off to the right. There'll be big sign down there. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
And then just one last thing, there will be some food. I think Philly's Pizza is donating some pizzas that, of course, we will sell. And then the previous owners of the Faux Thai restaurant, I think, are going to be selling some food out there, and then they're going to split the proceeds with us.
Okay, remind us what this is a fundraiser for.
It is for additional emergency equipment for the fire department.
Got it. Okay, great. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, one question on my part. Are you able to drive to that place you're referring to in that sandpit?
Yes, you can drive down there. Joey was telling me that the area where the pit is itself is you won't be able to pull all the way into there, but there's lots of parking.
Okay.
It sounds like there are no issues as far as the road goes. All righty.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, thank you. We thank you for what you do, you and your group, Casey.
Well, thank you, too. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have Sonny on the line. Thank you for waiting, Sonny. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Sonny.
I had a whole line of complaints ready to go, but I said no instead of anything about negative thoughts
I'd rather say, even if it's a sprinkly day, weather, cloudy, it's a beautiful day.
Yes.
Good to be out, and everyone enjoy your weekend. Be safe on Berry picking if you're going out, and have a wonderful weekend, and everyone be safe.
Oh, well, thank you, Sonny. Oh, now, see, he turned that around. He was full of other things, and he switched gears.
We appreciate that.
And
yes.
I think that's really cool.
That's the way to do it.
Peter.
Yes.
You too, Diane.
All right. Yes, you have a great day, Sonny.
Yes. That's louder than those complaints, you know, when we hear positive things.
Well, he's going to have a good day now.
Yeah, he will.
Because he's totally shifted himself.
Yes.
And his name is Sonny.
So, coolest.
All right, we have an anonymous caller. Welcome to Talk Line Anonymous.
Wait, hold on, wait.
Okay.
Hello? Hi, this is Joaquin. You know, I was this white man cutting off government. They should take them to the villages and let them buy, like, $20 Kool-Aid, coffee, not like, Bethel is the only base where they go shopping for cheaper stuff. In the village, you go shopping, one little bag, over $100. $20 of juice, $10 of crackers. That's lots of money, you know. These governments who are cutting off checks and they should take them to the village and let them buy grocery for them. See how what they're going to say. They'll say, what the devastating, whatever expensive stuff. They won't buy nothing. And when I go village, I go check the price. I don't buy. When I come home to Bethel, I buy stuff. All these people, white men, are cutting off lots of checks for these elderly people. They should let these kind of cut people who are cutting off all this stuff. Don't let them just come here to Bethel. Take them to the village. Good morning and thank you very much.
Thank you, Liz.
Oh, I'm glad that I'm glad they called. I kind of could hear in their voice, you know, the pressure they're feeling with some of these costs.
Yes.
Next, we have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane and Peter.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Yeah, the previous caller, I don't know why they're blaming Senator Hoffman. They get their eyes checked and theirs cleaned. It's the governor that's doing all these cuts, and he got his signature on them. Senator Hoffman, I quote him, on this election time, he warned us about these people that are going to run for governor. They're going to use that promise on big PFD amount of what he warned us about. Talk about hook and line and sinker and catch 22. How long he's going to be governor anyway? 3 more years?
Yes.
Oh, they were just like that one man said way back then. We'll hold on for a rough ride, and what? Unless they do that recall like that I've seen on TV, that Lady Ninkert was trying to get them maybe 27,000 signatures on recalling him.
Yes, there is a recall petition going on for
the governor.
Oh, yeah? Yes.
Well, I hope that comes about, and holy cow, poor, and on that stupid talk show I mentioned, cuts on, I mentioned on rural Alaska, these community colleges, so I hope they don't cut the ABE centers and vocational, and young people there getting their degrees, I see them, and to me, that then people are getting these young people that get their GEDs and go on vocational training for jobs in their life. That's money well spent in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong for this governor here to do all this. But I think I was a recipient myself, and I thank this KUC here and those all them people, caring people that are helping today, too. And that in my book, that's money well spent anyway, but...
Okay.
In a more positive note...
Yes.
This weather indicates silvers are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay.
Last week,
we gotcha.
I noticed that my dinner net, it's only 60 feet and it's 4 inch. Mm. When I want dinner, I just go out and get it. And, and I got one colored red and there were two colored some. So this weather indicates like smelts. The hard out weather, silvers are also, this indicates they're coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in closing, we all adopt and survive, and I reflected that.
Yeah.
Now, Peter remembers this too, way back then when I was smaller. Your memory comes and goes, but I remember the gas lamp and... stove and one room house. I don't know how we all fit in it, but those were the days, and winter was winter, and we had them fur garments to keep us warm. And I also remember when my sisters got their first washing machine, you know, the one that they had an agitator, plus they had that rolling thing up on top to we filled it up with water and they turned it on, and pretty soon the screaming started. We didn't know the water pump was on. Peter, I remember those evenings. It was colder than hell out there. Saturdays, that was wash clothes day. They would hang them clothes out Freeze dried.
I've seen that, actually.
But those were the days, and we always adopt and survive. And
yes.
I remember Dad way, I don't know how many years later, finally freezer. And I remember him putting the whole king salmon in, when the real king salmon, the 5-footers, 6'5", or...
Oh, the big ones.
4.5, yep.
Yep.
We thought, we didn't know about freezer bags or freezer wrapped in, but I see them putting the whole things in. And those were the days. And to my people, hang on, we're on the wind for a rough ride, I guess.
Yeah.
Unless that recall comes through. Good morning.
All right.
Thank you very much, Yvonne. Those are, you know, just you made us think about that.
That was a good, that had a lot of good stuff in
it.
The silvers are coming.
Yes,
so
I was hoping.
So we're going to attach that to Sunny's good outlook and...
Yeah.
We're all going to have a good day today.
Yes, we will.
So we have Willie on the line from Quinnahawk. Good morning, Willie. Welcome to Talk Line.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
There's some interesting points of view here, what little I've caught off and on through the thing. But, you know, people's problems is they've allowed to be caught up into the freebie world of nothingness. And now that there's a price... When you can't afford to pay for it, which the state can't without taxing, or without going and getting a higher revenue from the oil companies, which I agree with, but not taxing, they sit and whine. And they cry. And I'm going, suck it up, buttercup. What's wrong with you? How'd you get sucked into it? You got all this pride. How did you get sucked in to the world of freebies? Now,
what do you mean by freebies? What are those? Like healthcare?
Just about everything that your last caller was whining about. You know?
Food stamps, TANF, Head Start, things like that, that are being cut?
Yep, winter houses, all this crap that goes on out here.
Those are kind of important programs.
No, they're not.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because these are the programs, the Winter House and TWC, for the very most part, those come from the villages. That's about the basic services, right? But how do those happen?
they happen by homebrew. This village out here, all the other villages out here that are away from Bethel, are so broke right now with no fishing. There's no cash. They're not buying booze at $150, $200 bucks a pop that are bottled that come from Bethel. It's homebrew. Every village knows who's homebrewing. Mm-hmm. Every village. Mm-hmm. Yet when's the last time you saw a felony arrest for felony manufacture of alcohol? You don't. You never do. If you'd let the troopers kick some doors in, then you would have VPSOs willing to work in these places. You wouldn't have all the assaults, the sexual molestations, but there's no responsibilities in the villages. They could put an end to 9/10 of the problems pretty fast. Hmm. Anyway, I want a full PFD. I'm sick and tired of Lyman and Tiffany. And that's what I got to say today.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Willie.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, Willie. Willie had a lot on his mind there. All right. I want to make a couple of announcements that have come in since the beginning of the show, but I haven't had a chance to get to them. So let me get to them. One is there's a terrific movie that's going to be playing at the Cultural Center tonight, 6:30. Now, there's going to be a lot of youth who are attending the Science and Culture Camp, but this movie's open to the public. It's called People of the Feather, and it's a great documentary. It's featuring it's the story of seven winters in the Arctic. People of the Feather takes you through time into the world of the Inuit on the Belcher Islands in Canada's Hudson Bay, connecting past, present, and future in a unique relationship with the eider duck. Eider down, the warmest feather in the world, allows both Inuit and bird to survive harsh Arctic winters. So what it is it's like a documentary, but it's so beautifully filmed, and I know people would really relate to what they'll see there. And it's the story of the people working with scientists to understand how the climate is affecting the eider duck and what can they as a community do to protect this bird. And it's a really great story with all the culture that's embedded in it and really beautiful. That's tonight at the Cultural Center at 6:30.
And what was the title? Something about a feather?
People of the Feather.
Yeah, People of the Feather.
I also have an announcement. Thank you. If you think you have food poisoning or see something yucky at a restaurant, call or text the Alaska Food Safety and Sanitation Program. I guess it's called the Yuck Line. I don't know if that's the real link. Oh, yes, it is. It's 907-764-YUCK. I do not know what those numbers are. Your call could help fight foodborne illnesses. Okay. And then I have one from Rick Robb. Good morning. The Bethel Sportsman Club will be having a work day at the shooting range Sunday, this Sunday at 12 noon, to hang fencing and clean up. All members and anyone interested in the club are encouraged to attend. For any questions, call Richard at 545-2452. Thank you and have a great weekend. I'm looking for... Oh, here's another. Here's a community event announcement. Hello, it's Bubbles, Leanna from Bethel. Mm-hmm. There will be a community event next Friday in a week, July 26th. AVCP Healthy Families is hosting Gloria Simeon for a Plants as Medicine 101 session. It's free to the community. Everyone is welcome. This is at the AVCP Family Service Campus, previously known as Old Mud Hut. Come learn about medicinal properties of local plants and also learn to make a basic salve, which you may leave with. So, I'm sorry, I'm being cut off because there's a little more to the announcement, but... Yeah. Anyway,
but today we heard a lot.
Yeah, do you want us to? Are we? So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to close out to the music. And thank you so much for all your calls. We'll hear you. Yes. We'll hear from you again next week.
And we heard a lot today, and we appreciate the callers that we got today, and then especially you, the listeners that take time to stop for a while and listen in on KYUK's very own talk line. Today
thank you.
Today was enlightening.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Have a good day.